Now, Lord, may my words bring glory to you, and may they clarify the beauty and the joy of the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, I want to give you an update. I talked a couple of weeks ago about how I hate waiting, and that hate just has increased, you know, as it's almost like God said, okay, I'm going to make you wait even longer and going to have you in lines and traffic and all kinds of situations where you're going to have to work on your patience a little bit. But something really good happened the other day. I was waiting in line. I'm not going to say the store because I don't want to give them any advertising. I don't like this store, but it's a craft store. And it's the only place that had oil for our lamps. And I needed to go and pick it up. So I did. And as I walked in this big box craft store, all the lines were full. I mean, it was just people were backed up waiting. And I noticed some of the people in the line I got into, they had like all these different things. So it wasn't just like a box or a package or something else. It was a whole bunch of like different flowers, something that, you know, each one of them had a barcode to be swiped. And it was, you know, going to take forever because all these people seemed to have all that kind of stuff in their baskets. And so I had one thing. I had a bottle of oil. And I stood there and I kept waiting and waiting. And all of a sudden, somebody came and tapped me on the shoulder. And I turned around, and it was a cashier. And she said, "Sir, come this way." And I looked around. I thought, this has got to be a trap. These people are kind of cultish here anyway. So I walked and went over and followed along. And I realized what she was doing. She had just turned on the light on her, you know, cashier stand, whatever it is. And so I looked back at the people in lines, and I was just walking, kind of strutting, strutting along, thinking, okay, I'm moving up. I'm going to be at the front of, I'm going to be the first person. And so as soon as she rang me up with my one object, I headed on out. But before I did, I glanced one look back at all the people waiting in lines and just kind of, you know, thought, okay, you know, y'all are going to be here forever. Anyway, that was instant joy. I mean, it was joy in the midst of waiting. I wonder, have you ever found joy while waiting on something? Think about it. Maybe it was graduation. I remember when I was graduating from high school, I couldn't wait. I was so ready. I did not like high school, and I was so ready. Well, I mean, I didn't like going to school. I liked all the parties and stuff, but I didn't like the classwork. So I was ready to graduate. Maybe you have felt that same thing, waiting for your graduation or someone else's graduation. Maybe it was a proposal. You were waiting to either be proposed to or to propose to somebody else, and you were waiting. You just knew that it was coming, this big moment when somebody was going to put a ring on it, right? Maybe waiting for a job. You're waiting around and you've applied for this job, and maybe you've applied several times and you're moving on up and you're waiting for that job offer to come through. Maybe it is Disney. If you've ever been to Disney, there's nothing but long lines. And so you're waiting in line, but you know that something good is going to come. You're going to get on that Harry Potter ride, or actually that's Universal. But you're waiting on It's a Small World. Now, recently there was a guy who ran through there naked. And there's a lot of humor there, but it's not a good time to go there. But anyway, you're waiting on that. You're ready to go through It's a Small World. And you just know how wonderful it's going to be as a kid or whatever. And you're just looking forward to it. But you're still waiting. Maybe it's a check. Everybody's waiting on a check to come in the mail, right?
I am.
Okay. Maybe it's a baby, and you have been in labor for so long, and you had suffering, and you've got morning sickness and all that goes along with it, and you are just so ready to have this baby, and you just keep thinking, it's going to be worth it. It's going to be worth it. It's almost time to give birth. Maybe it's a bill of good health that you've been waiting for. And you feel like you're doing better, and you're just waiting for your doctor to say, your cancer is gone. you've been healed, or whatever it is that you're waiting to hear. I think all of us know that feeling of waiting and having some glimmer of joy that is coming. Well, our Advent text this morning give us words to really frame our joy and the kind of joy that we can have while we're waiting. And the first one that you heard from Isaiah chapter 61. And if you'll remember, as we've been talking about each week in Advent, about Israel being in exile, they have been carried away from their home, from Jerusalem, from their temple, and they have been taken away to Babylon. So think about modern day Jerusalem, and you think about where Baghdad is. That's about the distance. That's exactly where they went, was to what we would call Iraq today. So they were conquered and taken away. And not only were they taken away, all their stuff had been burned up and demolished. Their city had literally been burned. Their objects of worship had literally all been melted down or taken back to use for other purposes in Babylon. So they're waiting. And they wait about 50 to 70-ish years before they're ever able to go back. But they, as they are waiting, Isaiah comes to them and says, here are some words for you to cling to during this time. There is good news for you that is coming. And Isaiah is full of joy, I'm sure, as he is giving these words. And the first part of this, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners. And he just goes on. And I love, as it was read earlier, that God's going to give you a garland instead of ashes. That God's going to turn your mourning into dancing, all of this joy. And in the second part of that, in Isaiah, he talks about his whole being just reverberating with joy. Because he sees the light that is coming. He sees the darkness of their exile and their terrible existence going away. And news about going home and rebuilding, and what has been torn down will be built back up, and what is ruined will be renewed and even better. This is pure joy. And as they would make their way back home, the darkness would turn to light. But then we get to Mary. And if you think about Mary, she is poor. She is destitute. And she hears that she is with child. And she is probably full of the same fears that you would have today as well as you hear this news. I mean, it's kind of weird news, right? That Mary, you're going to have a baby. You are going to bring the Messiah into the world. All those things that you remember that Isaiah said, and of course, this was, you know, hundreds of years later, but these were things that she would have heard when she went to the temple. These are things that she would have known from hearing her parents talk about. She probably would have been able to recite Isaiah 61. And if you remember, Jesus did this, right? When he grows up and he goes back to his hometown, to Nazareth, he stands up, they hand him a scroll, and he begins to read from the scroll. And he says these same words. And he says, today, this prophecy has been fulfilled right here, right now with me. But Mary knows these words. And so as she sings these words out, my soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things. And as you look through all of that in Luke chapter 1, you see the reversals that are there. And if you remember, I've talked about reversals in Luke. Luke loves to give those reversals. The poor will become rich. The sick will become healthy. The oppressed will become victorious. All of these things that are mentioned. And she says, it's going to happen. The Messiah is finally coming. And the Messiah is right within me right now. And this is what God is going to do. And it is just amazing. And so this leads her to rejoice while waiting. I wonder this morning, is there any joy in your life right now? Is there any sense of rejoicing? And that's okay if there's not. In fact, we're going to have a Blue Christmas service this Wednesday. We'll talk a little bit more about that later in the announcements. But it's a service for people who aren't feeling very merry this season for various reasons. But I wonder this morning, are you feeling any joy in your life? Is there joy in your life? Well, our scriptures, again, give us reasons to rejoice. But there is good news for people in need. And the list, the oppressed, the sick, the people who are destitute, all of these things. This was good news for them to hear. And you may not feel like you are destitute. You may not feel like you are oppressed. But I know you have needs. All of us have needs. And we all struggle with joy. And joy is different from happiness, isn't it? If I give you a gift on next Sunday for Christmas Eve service, and by the way, I'm not going to be able to do that, but it'd be hard to do for everybody. But if I did, you would feel happy, right? You go, wow, this is what I always wanted. But that's not the same as joy. Joy is something that is deep inside of us that is not affected or should not be affected by our emotions and the things of the world. Joy is something that goes much deeper. And that joy comes from hearing the good news of Jesus. That whatever it is that we're going through in our world, whatever it is that's happening to us, to our bodies, to our relationships, to our income, that it is temporary. Because the good news of Jesus Christ transcends all of that and makes all of that go away. But also, what's been ruined will be rebuilt, and that gives us a reason for good news. You may be thinking about something in your life that is just in total destruction. Maybe it is your bank account. Maybe it is your health. Maybe it is your emotions and the things that you deal with every day. But what has been destroyed and what is in ruins will be rebuilt. That's God's promise. And it may not happen in the morning. It may not happen the next day. But God says it's going to happen. And there is good news in that. And also that God's blessings are abundant. God doesn't just give us cheap white elephant gifts. He doesn't play jokes on us. God's blessings are abundant, right? And the abundance is, and it's not just about material wealth. It may be that God blesses you with material wealth beyond what you could even comprehend. That's great. But for most of us, that's probably not going to be the case. But the real blessings of God are those things that God wants us to have and to feel and to experience in our lives, in our relationship with God. And all of this is from Jesus. Jesus is the Messiah. Jesus is the anointed of God. C.S. Lewis wrote, "If you want to get warm, you must stand near the fire. If you want to be wet, you must get into the water. If you want joy, power, peace, eternal life, you must get close to or even into the thing that has them. They are not a sort of prize which God could, if he chose, just hand out to anyone. You must get close to Jesus." And that is our invitation this Advent, is it not? And as we get ready to celebrate the love of Christ and the birth of Jesus Christ next week, may we get closer and closer to this Jesus. And I assure you, as we do, we will experience the kind of joy that Mary sang about and that the exiles from Babylon celebrated on their way back to God. And as we do all of this, we will bring joy to the world, and our world needs it. Our neighborhood needs it. Our families need it. Because joy is contagious. And once we find and tap into that joy in our lives, other people will join in with us. O come, Emmanuel. Amen.